USA Radio News.
Even if the Supreme Court votes to overturn Roe versus Wade, the decision won't outlaw abortion. Senator James Lankford spoke to Newsmax and explained what would happen if the country's highest court reaches that conclusion.
When they put out their final decision, it looks like they're going to actually say states have the right, as they should have always had, to be able to protect the lives of children in their state. It doesn't outlaw abortion across the country. It moves the battle state to state. So in my state, in Oklahoma, we're going to protect every single child. In other states, they're going to say we're going to have abortion all the way up until the time of birth. But that decision is going to be made state to state.
New York's attorney general said the company behind the TurboTax filing program will pay $141 million to customers for misleading them. The settlement states Intuit Inc. will suspend TurboTax's free ad campaign and pay restitution. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
Comedian Dave Chappelle battled a different kind of heckler when an audience member attacked him on stage. Reporter Lance Pry has more.
An audience member who had a knife is in custody after he tackled comedian Dave Chappelle Tuesday night at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles, California. Dave was thankful Jamie Foxx was backstage.
Whenever you were in trouble, Jamie Foxx would show up in a sheriff's hat.
Dave's act had just finished and he was exiting the stage when a male member jumped up and came at him. Dave seems to be fine, and the unidentified 23-year-old was taken away in an ambulance. It's not clear at this time if Chappelle will file a police complaint against the suspect.
Workers at a Florida Starbucks are the first in the state to unionize. They filed for the election in January and declared victory this week. One barista said he's proud of the results and hope it inspires others to demand the rights they deserve. Six more Florida locations will be voting over the next few weeks. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Interest rates are going up. Reporter Tim Berg has the story.
The Fed Reserve is moving more aggressively against rising inflation.
We have both the tools we need and the resolve that it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses.
The Fed boosting interest rates by a half a percentage point, the biggest hike in 22 years. Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying inflation is much too high and must come down.
Michigan's embattled unemployment insurance agency is dealing with more fraud. Officials say 55,000 more unemployment claimants who were overpaid during Governor Gretchen Whitmer's COVID-19 shutdowns will not have to repay those funds, totaling $431 million. UIA Director Julia Dale says the agency will continue to review overpayments and extend waivers to anyone eligible. Revenue for the home share company Airbnb rose 70% in the past year. Over the first 3 months of 2022, more than 102 million nights were already booked. They fought for their right to party and won. Eminem, Lionel Richie, Carly Simon, Eurythmics, Duran Duran, and Pat Benatar have been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The list also includes Dolly Parton, who initially bowed out of the process. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.